Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Giles Snyder. Both parties making a final push this weekend as Americans head to the polls for the midterm election. Voting ends on Tuesday. NPR's Asma Khalid reports on President Biden's day. He's due in Illinois and Pennsylvania.
President Biden is optimistic Democrats will keep control of the Senate, and he thinks they have a chance to keep the House as well.
The thing that gives me the most confidence is the fact that the policies we've initiated, people care about.
But the president also warned Friday that if Democrats lose the House and Senate, it'll be a horrible 2 years, though he has the veto pen. The president has been on the road touting legislation Democrats have passed and warning that Republicans want to cut Medicare and Social Security. Later today, he'll take that message to Philadelphia, where he'll be joined by former President Barack Obama. Asma Khalid, NPR News, traveling with the president.
Oklahoma's governor says search and rescue teams are being sent to the small town of Idaho. Strong storms that produced tornadoes swept through the region along the border with Texas, leaving homes and other buildings in ruins. Powderly, Texas, was also hit hard. UN Assistant Secretary Mohammed Khaled Kiari says the UN Security Council needs to do all it can to prevent an escalation following this week's missile launches by North Korea.
The Secretary General urges the DPRK to immediately return to the negotiation table.
Kiari spoke after the U.S. clashed with Russia and China in a Security Council meeting. The U.S. says the two are bending over backward to justify a series of North Korea missile launches, including four missiles fired today. The launches came amid joint exercises between the U.S. and South Korea that have been extended into this weekend. Ukraine state electricity operator says there will be regular blackouts in Kyiv and several other regions of the country. The move today comes as Russian forces continue to target Ukraine's energy infrastructure. Russia has denied that the drones it's been using came from Iran, but Iran's foreign minister today acknowledged transferring drones to Moscow before the invasion in February. At least 13 people have died in a fire at a Russian nightclub in a city 200 miles northeast of Moscow. Here's NPR's Charles Maines reporting.
According to local authorities, the fire broke out at the Polygon Nightclub Cafe in the city of Kostroma as Russians were partying into the late hours over a holiday weekend. Video released by authorities showed firefighters spraying water on what appeared to be the smoldering remains of the club's collapsed roof. In a statement, Russia's investigative committee said it had launched a criminal probe into the cause of the blaze. The committee also said its investigators were questioning the club's management over meeting safety requirements, as well as one other individual over an illegal use of pyrotechnics. State media later reported a 23-year-old Russian soldier had been arrested over suspicion of firing a flare gun inside the venue. Charles Maines, NPR News, Moscow.
And you're listening to NPR News. More than 40 earthquakes have been detected by Guatemala's disaster agency in the space of 24 hours. One of the strongest to hit came Thursday night, as Maria Martin reports.
That earthquake was felt after 10 on Thursday evening. Its epicenter was off the coast of El Salvador and measured over 5 points. Another quake, a little less strong at 4.1, had its epicenter just north of the Guatemalan border on Mexican territory. The volcanology agency INSIVUME says in just 24 hours, they've detected at least 40 tremors across the country, ranging from 3 to nearly 6 points. Authorities are recommending Guatemalans make evacuation plans for home and work and have safety kits ready consisting of a battery-powered radio, flashlights, medicines, canned food, and clothing. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin.
Elon Musk is defending layoffs he's imposed at Twitter, saying he had no choice because the company is losing more than $4 million a day. Twitter laid off some 3,700 employees yesterday, nearly half of its workforce. Some advertisers have pulled spending amid concern about content moderation. Nike is stepping away from its relationship with Brooklyn Nets star Kyrie Irving, and the company has canceled the launch of its next Irving-branded shoe following his promotion on social media of an anti-Semitic documentary. The Nets had already suspended Irving for at least 5 games. He has faced heavy criticism since posting the link on Twitter last week. I'm Giles Snyder. This is NPR News from Washington.